with SRN Sports. I'm Ron DeRockster. Rough day in Augusta yesterday, so much so that play was held up some 2.5 hours because of weather, and a number of players were still on the course when the first round at the Masters was suspended because of darkness. Bryson DeChambeau, however, was able to get in a full round and was in the clubhouse leader by one shot over world number one Scottie Scheffler, who was 6 shots under par and pleased with his round.
It's always nice getting around here bogey-free. You know, I did a good job of staying patient today. We kept the golf course in front of us, and I mean, I executed some really nice up and downs to keep the round going.
Tiger Woods, one of the golfers forced to come in. He was holding steady, though, at 1-under through 13 holes. In baseball, the Royals beat the Astros 13-3. Bobby Witt with 5 RBI, 2 home runs. Rangers got shut out. In fact, they got one hit by the A's, 1-0 the final. Orioles rally past the Red Sox in 10 innings, 9-4. Mets rout the Braves 14-4. SRN Sports. Phillies used the long ball to beat the Pirates 5-1. Alex Baum, Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott all go yard. Brewers and the Reds postponed because of weather. Same with the Twins and the Tigers. In the NBA, the Bulls send the Pistons to their franchise record 67th loss of the season, 127-105. DeMar DeRozan with 39 points. Jalen Brunson scored 39 points in 3 quarters of play as the Knicks beat the Celtics 118-109. Jazz snap a 13-game losing streak, 124-121 over the Rockets. Pelicans beat the Kings 135-123, and the Warriors win their third straight 192 over the Trailblazers. There are reports BYU basketball coach Mark Pope is negotiating with Kentucky to succeed John Calipari, who left that school to go to Arkansas. Pope was a member of the Kentucky 1996 NCAA championship team. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstrom.